Oh yeah, welcome to the Theo and Amber podcast. I'm Coach Theo here at FMU Fitness. You picked the right podcast to listen to today because chances are what you're about to hear is going to be a game changer for you or somebody in your life, right? You're about to hear a conversation that we had with our good friends Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm. They're the co-owners of Clean Remedies, a leading CBD oil company doing great things in this market across the nation. These guys are amazing people with huge hearts for the Lord, and they are so knowledgeable. So we just talked. We caught our conversation on audio just to share with you the benefits of CBD, clear up any confusion. It's not marijuana. If somebody says that one more time, I don't know, man. We talk about the research, the dosing, the things you need to look out for because you have to be careful. Anyone and everyone is trying to jump into this market right now, and there's a lot of watered-down, low-quality products. So just tune in. Unbiased, just sharing with you guys some information, some personal stories about what we've experienced and what other miraculous things other people have experienced. So if you like it, share it, rate us. More people that get the message, the better. And check out our show notes at theoandamber.com because I'll post some of the resources and links and contact info on there. All right, check it out. So if we're talking about CBD oil, one of the main things we're going to talk about is the difference between CBD and marijuana. So let's just explain what the difference is so people understand it's not the same thing.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, CBD is essentially hemp and marijuana, or hemp and cannabis. It's two separate plants that are related that I think to the naked eye and the general population that if they saw both of them next to each other could not tell the difference. And I think, you know, there's law enforcement that in some cases can't tell the difference when they see it to the naked eye. But then you really dig into the processing and the extraction of the plants, the molecules that make up the two different plants, and they're completely opposite. Whereas the marijuana or cannabis is very high in THC. THC is the derivative that creates the high, that is psychoactive and has the, you know, addictive effect that so many people, some chase, and everyone is also very leery of when they want to go down the road of using a CBD type product, you know, hence your question. Whereas the hemp plant is very low in THC and very high in CBD. And CBD is a cannabinoid, and I know it's, you know, works in line with our endocannabinoid system, a system that we've had in our body since we were birthed. It's actually in women's breast milk. And what a lot of people don't know is the endocannabinoid system was never taught in modern medicine. So because of prohibition back in the day, you know, hemp was actually, it was mandated you grew hemp to feed to livestock. So it was naturally in our nutrition. We were receiving those cannabinoids. It was used to make American flags, used to make, you know, again, in hence Memorial Day, it was used to make military uniforms. So it was just used in many, many ways. And then we legalized alcohol and prohibited, you know, hemp and cannabis type products. And so there's just been a huge void for 50 to 60 years. And it was never in the medical books for the doctors that we go see nowadays to learn about. So even our doctors who we trust with our lives to make good decisions just don't know what it is or how it can help us.
I think that's what we're discovering is that people just don't know.
Yep.
And the lack of understanding is what confuses people and almost scares them because they just don't understand the difference. So when you say THC in marijuana, that's what makes you get that high effect.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. And so cannabis marijuana is significantly high in THC, that psychoactive effect, and very low CBD.
Yeah.
And whereas hemp, on the flip side, is completely opposite. So there is THC, don't get me wrong.
But it's what? Like in Clean Remedies and this our product, what's the amount?
Well, by law, it has to be below 0.3%. So for Clean Remedies specifically, we farm, extract, and blend in Oregon. And it has to be third-party, lab-tested, before it can actually leave the state to come to Ohio and Rocky River, where we then, you know, bottle it and box it and then, you know, offer it to retailers like yourself here at FMU. But it has to be below that 0.3% because that is the federal legal limit.
Yeah. So you're not getting the psycho effects like marijuana when you take CBD oil.
Right, correct. So that non-hallucinogenic side of hemp is just amazing for people, because the number one fear they have with THC, of course, is, am I going to get high? And the number one question we get across the board, for, of course, any parents giving it to their children, of course, for any people taking it that work, am I going to get high? That's such a popular question. And, of course, rightfully so, right? So, because like you said, they don't know. So when they know better, they're going to do better. And that's why Clean Remedies is so passionate about educating, to let people know there is a major difference between marijuana and, of course, hemp.
Yeah. So, all right, completely different. People do not have to be concerned at all. We are not selling marijuana at FMU.
Correct.
And then what I find funny, I'm like, do you really think I'd sell marijuana at FMU or anything that has the same properties of marijuana? So what we need to also explain is the endocannabinoid system, mm-hmm, and how CBD oil works, because this is what's fascinating and this is what's amazing about how it works with your receptors. So can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, so I'll go into it and I'll kick it off to Matt as well. It's kind of known, and the easy way to kind of describe it is that it's the mothership of the body, if you will. It is a system. Of course, your CB1 receptors are mostly in your brain. Your CB2 receptors are through the body. And in that nervous system, you know, you want to be able to create as much balance, create homeostasis in the ECS as you possibly can. So balance in the endocannabinoid system means what? It means feeding it cannabidiol. So by giving yourself CBD, you're able to create homeostasis within that mothership of the body. The endocannabinoid system helps control mood and sleep and appetite and overall well-being and pain. So people, yes, after a day or two on Clean Remedies and they're calling us up, oh my gosh, I've slept better than I've slept in years. And oh my gosh, my inflammation, I was able to walk without my walker. This is unbelievable for the day. And I didn't have any pain after it, or my pain was at a level 10 and now it's at a level 3. And really what I tell them is, it's so important to not understand that hemp isn't this newfound liquid gold. It's that this endocannabinoid system has been balanced then by giving it what it needs, by feeding it the CBD. And therefore you're seeing those ailments lessen, and that pain decrease, and that sleep and your REM increase. And so you're taking that endocannabinoid system and balancing it. And that is so vital for day-to-day living for many people.
I think the best analogy, again, given, you know, we're here at FMU and it's about fitness, it's about feeling better for some people who, you know, have their own goals. It's leaning out, it's putting on more muscle. The same way that everybody that you might recommend nutritionally, that someone gets a specific amount of protein in their system, given their body weight, you feed your body that protein, it's naturally gonna, over the course of time, turn into muscle or become lean muscle mass. Very similar to CBD and the different cannabinoids, feeding your endocannabinoid system. If you are not actively taking CBD in any capacity, your body is out of balance or out of whack. And so you're deficient. So you're voiding, you know, a big part of your body. And I think it's why we've seen so many amazing results, why there's testimonies both here in the gym and throughout all of our retailers across the state and across the country with people using our product, is they're finally, you know, trying to address whatever issue they have, pain, neuropathy. And I know we're going to dig into, you know, some of the big testimonies and the big things that people struggle with, that they're finally meeting a need, is it's balancing them out.
Yeah.
And I think I'm an analogy guy. It's just the way that I've always been brought up. It's the best way I can say is, you know, I say life in 2019 is like a needle jumping after an earthquake on a Richter scale. It is high and low. And we do our very best via modern medicine to balance that, nutritionally balance that, but most people don't.
Yeah.
And then they look for an avenue to find balance. And what we have found is taking CBD on a consistent basis, Clean Remedies products, regardless of what dose or what product you're on, it just, that needle just minimized. It doesn't jump the way it was. It doesn't, I'm in pain, I have no pain. That's unrealistic. It's, I'm in pain, I have less pain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm anxious or stressed, and now I'm less stressed, less anxious, or I have trouble sleeping, and I'm sleeping better. Those are the type of results we're getting with our product.
Yeah. You know, it's like we're so early in this kind of miraculous product being created. But like you said, it used to be there.
Correct.
So this isn't a new thing.
Right.
It's just that people are finally bringing it back and saying, we're deficient, we need it. But because we're new in it, everyone just, it's the unknown. It's the fear of the unknown. Like, but it's so funny that people will take synthetic products, you know, like Advil and aspirin and ibuprofen, but then they get so nervous about something that comes from a plant. And we're going to talk about how high quality clean remedies is, and there's nothing to be nervous about. We cleared up the difference between marijuana and CBD oil. We started to explain the endocannabinoid system. What I want to do real quick is go back to CBD or CB1 and CB2
receptors
and explain real quick how it's working with those receptors.
Yeah, it's basically the endocannabinoid system is basically an extension of our nervous system. Okay, so we have those nerves, you know, and those reactors and receptors all throughout our body and our nervous system. The endocannabinoid system is like a topper, working in line with your nervous system, and it's why someone can either vape or ingest, you know, sublingually take a tincture, CBD drops under their tongue, and in a matter of 20 to 30 minutes, they're feeling the effects.
Yeah.
And it's basically, as Vanessa alluded to, it's, you know, CB1 are these, you know, these receptors in line with our nervous system throughout our brain, throughout our neck, throughout our, you know, our throat. CB2 then kind of takes over into the extensions of our, you know, our arms and our legs and in our gut. We have our full spectrum fiber product to work with those CB2 receptors to reduce inflammation. And it's basically the CBD and the other cannabinoids are feeding those receptors to fire and work.
Yes. See, that's what I wanted to get to. It's making them do what they're supposed to
do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And in some cases, what they're supposed to do is balance.
Yeah.
You know, nutritionally, or the stress, anxiety, or inability to sleep consistently, all those things adversely affect our performance every day as a husband, as a father, I mean, as a wife, as an individual, as a worker. And it's just, again, in my eyes, miraculous as a former athlete that, you know, sports leagues are considering, you know, use in time because they want their product on the football field, baseball field, or court to be their best each and every opportunity they get.
Yeah. Yeah. UFC fighters are now allowed to take it for recovery, performance, because of the benefits. And it seems like a lot of the other professional leagues are considering allowing it because of the amazing benefits to it. So basically, we can say it's already, your CB receptors are already in your body. CBD oil is basically like a catalyst to wake it up, mm-hmm. fire it up, make it do what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And balance you out. Okay, sweet. So let's talk about some of the benefits, because we have personal stories that we can talk about. And I'm the biggest skeptic in the world, guys.
Correct.
So when this came across our life, Amber started trying it, and I just watched. Because I'm like, what? Again, is this marijuana? What is this? I need to know what the heck
actually,
is going
remember,
on.
Actually, you used to actually tell me I should take it because of my anxiety.
So
not
what
CBD.
I used to say, let's talk about our story. Let's get into the benefits and let this roll. What I used to say is, you know, Amber's anxiety was really bad. And I used to tell her, if we don't get a hold of this, you're not taking medicine. You're not going to a psychiatrist and taking psychotropic medication. I used to be a counselor. I know the devastating effects of stuff like that. I know it does sometimes. It saves lives because it's just something that someone needs for a quick intervention. It needs to pull them out of that dark hole. But I was like, long-term health and sustainability, you might have to start smoking marijuana. I said, at least it's a plant. But actually, did you guys know that THC actually can induce anxiety? Mm-hmm. So if you have anxiety, smoking marijuana actually is not the answer.
Well, so that's what you thought.
But anyway, that's so I thought like it might calm you down and you need to consider it. And thankfully, CBD oil came along. So you started testing it. And tell me your experience, and I want to tell people what I noticed.
No, I like when you tell the story because you have the most, the biggest impression from the story.
So I'm a skeptic and I'm just watching, and she's starting to test it out. And I just remember seeing that there were starting to become days where she was not reacting on such a short fuse. Mm-hmm. She wasn't snapping. Mm-hmm. She wasn't frustrated, you know, because I was so concerned because she was just frustrated. And it was like she was stuck in this rut. She sees the good, but for some reason she couldn't just enjoy the good of everyday life. And then I started noticing after she was taking it how she was just so calm and had a completely different demeanor. And I was sold. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I analyzed all the variables. CBD oil was what she started doing that was the biggest difference. And for me, that's when I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I need a gallon.
This is a life changer.
Well, yeah. I'll never stop again. But
yeah.
How did it make you feel?
Calm. And just, I would, like they said, just balance, you know. I always felt like just I had a short fuse. You know, the littlest thing would set me off. And I just didn't feel like I was who God created me to be. You know, like there was something stopping me and my emotions were all messed up. It just felt like everything was out of whack.
Yeah, I remember a few days after you started feeling the great benefits, you had this moment where you just kind of broke down and you said, I can't believe what I was missing out on.
I know.
Like you were stuck in your brain.
Right, so there was almost like this layer that was like blocking my vision or being able to see the beauty in the world. And then once I started taking it, like my anxiety was gone and I was able to see things from such a better view. Like I feel like, okay, now I'm the person God created me to be.
Yeah.
Like what was going on?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is when if you, because like you said, bro, it's not that you're never going to experience a little bit of anxiety.
Right.
But correct. It's going to be manageable, controllable. And correct. Then what's funny is if she does start to experience it, our kids will run upstairs, grab the CBD bottle, bring it back down and say, Mommy,
you
need a drop.
It's usually like that 3 or 4 o'clock hour when like it's already kind of out of your system, you know? Yeah. And they'll be like, Mom, here you go. You need this.
And it's not an idol. It's not something that we rely on as in like, oh, if we don't take it. Like, it's just an amazing benefit that God created from the earth that just helps. It's like any amazing supplement that you get a lot of benefits for when it comes to life performance, health performance, fitness performance.
In my mind, when I talk about it, you know, and I talk about our product line, because there's obviously like our tinctures are like the mainstay. Mm-hmm. I almost say like your daily tincture use is like a multivitamin.
Yes.
Because there's so many gaps nutritionally in what we do, or like days where you miss or you don't eat. But like having all the vitamins and having all the nutrients to allow you to function are really vital. And I think that's what, you know, your consistent dose, once you find it and you see the benefits, it makes it so easy to use every day.
Right.
I think the greatest part too is to your point of what you just said, within medicine, there are times that it's life-saving. And we're a big family-owned company that talk about that, like at all cylinders, you know. And that the same point, though, if you can do natural and do a God-grown plant, why not?
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing to touch on is what you just said, the reliant part. You're not dependent. It feels good, but you know it's non-addictive. And I think I try to always preach that to people. Like, yes, it's not marijuana, amen. And yes, it's non-addictive. And those are two huge things that when people do understand it, they're like, great, how can I get it? And for me, you know, we've suffered some major losses in life. And I think people obviously know what PTSD is, but at what level? And, you know, Matt had an unbelievable career for 8 years in the NFL, traveled the country, you know, highs and lows of all of it, you know, end up on top, obviously, with a Super Bowl ring, and you think life is great, and then the next couple years out of it, you know, we lost some family members, and one being my mom and my grandma within a year, which were two women that were my best friends in my life, and you think, holy heck, how do you get yourself back? And I knew, you know, I can have a choice of walking into an office and probably being on a medication the rest of my life to just cope. And the best thing that I can say, and I tell people, it's my story and my journey, but I noticed on day one. I know the exact chair I was sitting at, the exact time I took CBD for the first time, and the functional calm I got out of it. It was like, wow, you know, you don't have to breathe in a paper bag. You don't have to, you know, you obviously get on your knees and talk to God, but it's the complementary part of life to be able to go out and function again and find you again.
Absolutely.
And so for me to have my PTSD and anxiety under control was just such a blessing. On top of it, I've had debilitating migraines for a really long time. I mean, longer, 15 years or more. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that for me, it has helped my migraine subside, and it's just amazing to watch that part where I'm not having to be at a clothing store with my kiddos trying to get sports equipment, and the next thing I know I've got a migraine and I'm home in bed for the rest of the day, or I'm missing sports tournaments and things like that. So for anyone else to look up just migraines and hemp CBD, awesome.
So you, Amber, amazing benefits from stress and anxiety. Vanessa, amazing benefits for PTSD, anxiety,
sleep,
migraines. Matt, mostly pain, inflammation.
Yep. Pain, inflammation, obviously inability to sleep because of the first two. Like, couldn't not be in pain and get comfortable to fall asleep. And I think what's crazy for me is just, I've obviously knew many of my teammates were cannabis consumers. It's, you know, rampant throughout, you know, professional sports leagues because of, you know, where guys come from and what they have to manage. And for the longest time, I, you know, like a lot of people, I fell, you know, victim to, you know, the modern medicine that was available to me like candy. Not to the point where I ever like abused it in any way, shape, or form, but if I could get a shot prior to a game because I was in a little bit of pain to play better and be not in pain, I was going to get a shot.
Yeah.
And you're talking, you know, 100-plus NFL football games between preseason and regular season and playoffs, and it's like 60% of the time I was getting an anti-inflammatory. Then they give you one after the game to recover. Then if you're in pain, they give you a Tylenol 3. It's like Tylenol and codeine. And if you need one during the week to go out and practice during the week because you're still sore, they give you another one. And so it was just, I was in that hamster wheel of, you know, the doctors didn't care internally what was happening to me or even care when my career's over what I'd have to live with the next 50 years. It was, how can I get Matt better to go out on the field on Sunday and the other 52 guys as well to be their best and be the, you know, and be the money maker and be the player that we are paying them to be. And it wasn't until, you know, the end of my career when I really started to, or my career was over, when you shut off, you stop the workouts, you stop the intensity, you stop having, you know, doctors and trainers and strength coaches governing you constantly to get you better. And then you're a dad and you're a husband and you know, you're in the world and you're like, wow, I hurt. Wow, I'm not the person I used to be.
Yeah.
What can I do to get there? And it was, again, just being relying on, you know, 500 milligram Tylenols before the gym. And ironically, it took a couple of years out of the league, and I went to my general practice doctor, and I go, man, I haven't had a physical since I played my last game or before the last season. And they did some blood work, and my, like, liver and kidney function were, like, super low.
Wow.
For being a 33-year-old, you know, post-NFL athlete. And it had everything to do with, between the supplementation, you know, the pain medication and the anti-inflammatories for, and I've been at, even at Ohio State, same thing as the NFL, per se.
Yeah.
But it was a 14-year window where I was just trying to be my best and just using, the system was using me and I was using the system to be my best each and every Saturday or Sunday. And that really opened my eyes. And as Vanessa kind of talked about some of the losses in our life, we started making better decisions as a household, you know, nutritionally, from a supplement standpoint. And ironically, you know, our partners with Clean Remedies were in the cannabis space out west. And Darren would just kind of urge me to become a cannabis consumer. And I was just still very anti because I like being in control, and like you and like a lot of people, don't want the effects of cannabis or marijuana type products. And he goes, no, this is not it. And he was bringing like unlabeled, like amber bottles that were, you know, manufactured in his. And I was like, dude, it's not going to get me high, right? You know, I was like, I don't want that effect. He goes, no, it's the polar opposite. Yeah. It's going to help you. You're going to feel better. No high, non-addictive, non-psychoactive. And that's the one thing I always lead out with. And so I just started like using CBD like that he was producing, you know, in his warehouse factory out west. And it took us putting our heads together and going, why don't we do this ourselves? Because all of us are benefiting from something like
right.
this.
Mm-hmm.
What was so cool for me to watch, like you said, you know, Amber, Theo, you have the best story to tell about Amber.
Yeah.
Like I feel that same way with Matt. I mean, you're talking 250-pound linebacker tossing and turning every hour. I mean, for the 2 years post NFL career of just trying to sleep at night, and he doesn't roll over lightly. We'll just say that. On top of it, you know, me tying his shoes, me trying to watch him walk into a gym and him walk right out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my gosh, without all those pill bottles on his nightstand and his sink, he wouldn't survive the day. And I'm thinking our kids are entirely too young to watch him just live like this and the quality of life that he was going to have. And it was so cool watching the first 30 days on CBD, his sleep, and watching no pills, no bottle open, watching him creep back into the gym, watch him do something simple like pick up something on the ground that he dropped instead of asking the kids or I to go pick it up. And the quality of life that he's gained back is something to me that's so priceless.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
It's huge.
It is.
Yeah. And from what I'm finding, and you correct me if I'm wrong, there are no side effects to CBD oil other than if you took too much, you might get a little bit sleepy.
Relax.
Exactly.
Correct. But there, like all the supplements and the pills that you were taking, devastating effects on the liver and kidneys,
oh,
right?
God, yeah.
CBD, is going to have nothing but benefits on internal organs.
And that's what we urge everyone who might be skeptical, or maybe not necessarily if they're not so skeptical anymore, they're just still a little uninformed, necessarily even misinformed, but this is like the one thing you can say, go to town with Google on CBD and anything, and you will be hard-pressed, especially to find an unbiased, because there's a lot of companies that are doing blogs, doing posts, where it's like, of course, they're going to like skew the narrative just slightly to steer you in one direction or another, especially to their product and away from other companies' products. Right. But when you find an unbiased approach, and you can just read and go Google and sleep, CBD and pain, CBD and neuropathy. For me, it was like CBD and fitness, CBD bodybuilding, CBD athletes, and you're getting like awesome, you know, 99.9% positivity with the results that you're finding, because you can find whatever you're looking for on the internet. And in this case, when you do that with CBD, you are hard-pressed to find anything bad to do with those side effects that you just referenced.
Right, man. Yeah, nothing but good stuff. Just reading a lot last night on epilepsy and amazing stuff coming out now on that, which is huge.
Yes.
And for me, what attracts me is fitness and performance. Let me say, too, real quick, the statement that we always say, you guys are into fitness, we're into fitness, and we would tell everyone, obviously, make sure you're focusing on a quality life when it comes to what you're eating, when it comes to how you take care of yourself with physical movement. You're still going to experience benefits of CBD oil, but you add that with a healthy lifestyle, and it just works even better. So people that are listening who are just at the level one phase of eating fast food all the time, don't even move their bodies, if you consider taking CBD oil, you're going to experience even greater benefits if you just add in all the other great stuff too. Now, for me, and I'm not going to talk a lot about it because I want to go into real fast after this, research and also dosing is just that sleep for me is why I love it. And the reason why I love it is because when you sleep great, everything else works great too. Nutrition works better. Fitness works better. And immediately when I started taking it, I'm a good sleeper to begin with. But it just helps you fall asleep easier and a little bit
deeper.
Mm-hmm. And if you do wake up, like I said, I usually wake up after 6 hours, I can fall back asleep for that next two, because I always go for eight, right? Now, dosing, because this leads right into it, you got to find the sweet spot.
Right. Well, let's talk about one other quick thing, though, because the FMU, workout, kick butt, change
fitness.
Lives. Pre and post workout.
Yeah.
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 Let's talk really quick.
The performance side of fitness.
That's the one cool thing that I found my unbiased resource to just dig and dig and dig and just continue to grow in this space, as I was obviously one of, you know, the co-owners of a company. And it was, it's anti-catabolic, and it reduces the production of cortisol.
Yes.
You know, the stress hormone that, you know, everyone naturally produces.
Yep.
And most people, you know, when they go into a workout and they're stressing their body, your body naturally reacts to produce cortisol, and your body actually feeds on its lean muscle mass as opposed to the fat, the carbohydrates, all the stuff that we want it to focus. So it's muscle sparing when used. And it doesn't necessarily, like, pre and post workout, yes, that's how I use it. But if you go back and just maintain it, you know, as I said, you know, that from that multivitamin standpoint, you have, you know, CBD kind of in your body, and you're like, you know, your consistent daily dose, and you work out on top of it, you will naturally reduce the production of cortisol, and it's anti-catabolic. It's almost muscle sparing. So when you go to the gym, you want to work really hard. It's by having a dose of CBD, in your system, it's actually going to help you get leaner over the course of time.
Yeah, because working out is, even though it's fun, it's stressful on the body.
Correct.
And it can release a lot of cortisol, and CBD oil will help manage it, control it. So runners are using it. Elite runners are using it now and finding amazing benefits. Weightlifters are using it now and finding amazing benefits. I just mentioned all UFC fighters.
Yeah.
Anyone else in the performance world that you guys think
CBD
of?
CBD last year, I think mid 2018, was removed from the World Anti-Doping Association banned substance list. So
Olympic athletes
all over the world, you know, regardless of where it's sourced, are using CBD to aid their performance.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, cool. So we talked about the benefits. Let's talk about dosing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can get an FMU. And then, you know, before that, research. What's the website that people can, if they want to just go to a direct website and find some good research?
Yes. ProjectCBD.org is phenomenal. Again, like Matt had said in the very beginning, CBD got removed for how long? So years and years and years. So when you go back, you won't find, you know, 20 years ago research. But the great thing is it's naturally, nationally credited website that people can go to and find phenomenal research. I highly recommend people go to it, top search bar, type in things. You will see a plethora of different links to go to and go search it. So
projectcbd.org.
Yeah, projectcbd.org. For those two things, it's like, it's A, if you're considering using a CBD product, it's, I think, first of all, it's like they trust the two of you here at FMU. Mm-hmm. They trust the fact that you now carry it. And now we've just given them an amazing resource to go, you know, pepper a search bar on an amazing, amazing resource to just learn as much as they want. And then when they have that knowledge, they come back with a few questions. And then, you know, here they are. You're that trusted resource to be able to provide them with clean remedies.
Yeah. And let's talk about, because the reason why we love clean remedies is the quality of the product. Let's talk about that, because you guys know what's happening now because it's so popular is it's you're getting over. Like watered down products popping up.
Yep.
For $30 a bottle, yeah. But it's garbage.
And it hardly has any.
So what should people? Yeah, exactly. So what should people look for?
For sure. The number one thing I say is, of course, you always want to look at like the label part of it. So can they actually have like we're certified organic, right? So do they have the certifications? It's uber important. Secondly, QR codes. We have QR codes on all of our products that people can scan and go right to a lab. Transparency. How transparent is a company going to be?
Yeah. I think to piggyback on that is like, so you will find good CBD companies out there that make an amazing product that don't have QR codes. We at Clean Remedies just choose to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And what led us to do that is the state of Indiana, who's further along in their acceptance of CBD and their, you know, medical marijuana, it is mandated that every CBD product in the state of Indiana is sold with QR code. So we found that out very early from a resource and we said, let's be transparent. Let's leave it all out there. Let's leave someone who wants to question the content of our product to just take your phone out. Everyone's got a phone. Take a picture. Boom. Yeah. And you get our labs.
Yep.
And at that point, to go back to Vanessa's point, you'll be hard-pressed to find even some of the bigger companies very accredited in this space that have their labs on their website or labs as accessible via transparency as we do at Clean Remedies.
That's huge.
And then the other thing is for us just knowing the organic space and just kind of the certifications as we went back to that point, it's also what extra ingredients are in the people's products. And I was, you know, I'm a big research person, like greenwashing. You know, you throw on a little green leaf or a label or something and all of a sudden people are caught to just go buy it because mm-hmm. they just got greenwashed instead of turning the package around on anything, right? Any type of foods, any type of lotions, and not just in the CBD space only, but greenwashing is really popular. And so I think when I was doing our research a few years ago before we started to, you know, decided to start the company was, let me see all the CBD space products. Let me go order some. And I couldn't believe the amount of products that we received. And the ingredients were just crap. Right. And so to be honest, transparency and to go that extra step to go, yeah, sure. In 30 days, we could go punch out this product really quick. But guess what? It's going to have ingredients that you put on that no nasty list and you don't want to touch and you don't want to give people. So especially when you're looking at, you know, different topicals and consumption and educating, hey, 26 seconds till something gets into your bloodstream and what other ingredients are you mixing with it to be able to give the cleanest of remedies. And that's why we pride ourselves with the name Clean Remedies is because we honor that. It's not only educate, to not only certify, but also to deliver a superior hemp product to all families in need.
On your packaging, it says full spectrum hemp.
Yeah.
But what are some of the products out there? Isolate?
Yes, we do have an isolate powder.
Or what's the one that, like, they're just mixing other things in it?
So what happens is you'll find companies, well, there's a lot of, speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Because, like, full spectrum is essentially full plant, all the cannabinoids. Like, no contorting either, you know, what you may be referencing is, like, there are companies out there that say they're full spectrum, and they are. But then what they do is they add in isolate to spike their CBD numbers because, you know, we've been talking for, you know, 25, 30 minutes and we keep saying CBD, 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 CBD. CBD is one of over 100 cannabinoids, mm-hmm. right? But it's the buzz cannabinoid, right, that everybody wants and everybody knows. So companies are using that, not necessarily greenwashing, but they're spiking the CBD to say, we've got the most CBD on the market, so we've got to be the best, there, because that's all people know. Yeah. CBG, CBN, CBZ, all these other cannabinoids, along with that minute amount of THC, which is the full spectrum, full, all, essentially, working to create the entourage effect is why our products are medicinally superior than other companies on the market.
Sweet, man. That's what I wanted you to explain. All right, awesome. So we got to talk about sweet spot dosing. So when someone does come and they want to try it, they have to understand, just like you mentioned earlier, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. And I also want them to mention how quickly it can take effect.
Yeah.
Once they try it.
Okay, so I'll go over the dosaging side, and to your point, everybody is different. So typically, you know, without giving medical advice, because no one wants to, you know, do that, obviously, it's really helpful to open table talk just like this. Like, mm-hmm. if someone comes to me and wants, hey, I did a lot of research and I just completely trust your brand, I'm super excited, where do you think I should start? Well, number one, what is your usage for? So are you a person, you need it for sleep? Do you need it for some pain? Do you got tennis elbow? Did you just come out of a surgery for your knee? Or using it for anxiety? Then I say, if you don't mind, be as open as you can with me. You got medication. You take an Ambien for sleep? You're taking nothing. Maybe are you taking melatonin? Okay, are you on medications for anxiety? You know, we have a lot of people that we work with on, you know, Wellbutrin and Lexapro and Ativan, etc., right? So, you know, by knowing those things, you can kind of guide people. But ultimately, at Clean Remedies, we have three types of tinctures of level of milligrams. We have a 350, a 900, and a 3000. Of course, if someone comes to me, like a Matt, and I know that he's been on a ton of medication for the 14, 15-year window, like he said in his career, you know, umpteen surgeries that he's had, and pretty much every pain and ailment level is going to be a level 10. No, he's going to be a max strength guy. Plus, he's just not a, like, scrawny dude, you know? So he's going to need that max strength.
Yep.
But, you know, if someone comes to me and says, I'm a toe-in-the-water person and I'm a little scared and I just want to start off small, perfect.
Yep.
350 or 900 milligram. Mm-hmm. And we tell people, ultimately, for some people out of the gates, they just nail that sweet spot right away and they know their dosaging. But for some people, it's a 7 to 10 day window. And the greatest part about this is it goes back to what we started with, where it's non-addictive. You can't take too much.
Yeah.
The most fun analogy I like to tell people is, you know, the chance of you ODing on CBD is like you're getting stabbed with a unicorn. It just won't happen, okay? Unless one of our kids put on a horn and, like, run around the house, right? So to have fun with that part of it, it's just rest assured you're going to be good.
Yeah.
So ultimately, within talking about that window, you shake a tincture. Mm-hmm. Take out your dosaging. We love our droppers because they're easy. 0.25. Mm-hmm. You know, the graduated lines going through it. 0.25, 0.5, 0.75, 1 ml. And take out your dosaging part of it. Put it under the tongue. Hold it for 30 seconds. Swallow what's left. And then within 15 to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. in that window, let's say your ailment is sharp back pain. Okay, I didn't feel much at all. The cool thing about this is within that 30-minute window, you can immediately take another 0.5, let's say. And then the ailment, wow, I feel relief. Then you know that your sweet spot is 1 ml. There you go. But for other people, oh my gosh, I've got aggressive anxiety right now. Okay, perfect. Start with the 900, take 0.5. Here you go. Wow, that was the Vanessa experience. Mm-hmm. I feel a functional calm right now. Great. Your sweet spot, you know, is at 0.5. Start with that. So the beauty about this is it is a natural, like we said, grown plant. So for everybody, their reaction will be different based on their own body, their own endocannabinoid system mm-hmm. need, and what they're going to need to take.
And I think just to piggyback on that in closing is just a few of those factors are age, mm-hmm. Like, you know, body fat or BMI, like their weight, how active they are, like their metabolism, you know, how quickly they metabolize, you know, whether it be a Tylenol or the CBD. Those are all factors in, you know, what their dose is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we always just reference that people start small, you know, naturally dose themselves up. And then, as Vanessa kind of just shared, the entire experience, and you find that calm or that relief, and, like, you know, that's your dose.
Yeah.
And you're just sticking with that dose, however you want to do it. It can be a morning and a night. It can be a morning and an afternoon and a night. And ultimately, I think what's so great is, as I always reference it, it's like 350, toe in the water, you know, 900 overall wellness, and then, you know, the 3000 is like, got issues, I just want to be, you know, not necessarily aggressive, but I just, like, really want to attack them.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. Everyone wants, like, well, just tell me what to take, but it's a process. You got to play around with it. You got to test it, increase it as you go, and then find that magic sweet spot. we talked about the benefits, we talked about the research. We never, for 10 years or almost 10 years in this company, you don't know how many supplement companies approach us.
Yeah,
to
people
sell
just
stuff.
Friend me on Facebook for that reason. I'll look and I'll see like, oh, they're selling this or they're selling this. They want me to sell this. I know they do. And I've looked at products, I've looked at ingredients, and for 10 years, I've never been 100% confident and able to sell something because I didn't. There was something in the ingredients I was not, not excited about or wasn't willing to recommend it to my clients.
Yeah.
And once I started taking this, I called Vanessa and I was like, how can I get this to my clients? This stuff is amazing.
That's all we did. We just said we just want to share the good news.
Pain, inflammation, sleep, anxiety, depression, digestive issues,
So
allergies, asthma. Like, it's good for the kids. It's good for the adults. There's so many benefits.
So for 9.5 years, we would not sell one product out of this gym. And when this came along, we were like, we just want to share it with people. Can we just have it in the gym? And
I mean, we're sitting in your office right now, and it's still the only one on your shelf.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I just want
and
people
our
to know.
And our t-shirts.
Like I said earlier, man, I'm a skeptic, and I would never have something if I didn't personally do it myself and believe in it myself. And so if people want it, people that are listening right now, they need to know. A lot of the guys and girls that are listening, they're from FMU. We have it here. Anyone can come here, though, from the community to get this stuff. And so we're just still in the early works of spreading the word and letting people know that we have it. And hopefully soon we are like making a major announcement that we are the shop in Avon where you can get Clean Remedies CBD oil products. So people know that this is the spot to come to, especially in this community. So we're just going to keep spreading the word. And anything else you guys want to say as we wrap up? We covered everything that I think can help people just get a better understanding of what this amazing stuff is.
I would say real quick, just because we're looking at it, aside from the tinctures, talk real quick on, we have the topical roll-on. Looking for that external relief, we put some extra love in it by adding arnica for those natural people who know how great that is for inflammation and MSM in it as well.
And so, that works immediately.
Yes, you will love the relief that you'll get from that external. So think and look into that. And of course, the bath salts too, for a detox bath salts that you have. You can relax and unwind or get some energy with a peppermint orange to recharge. And of course, the full spectrum CBD daily fiber. We're blessed and grateful to be a part of, with our partnership with, of course, Darren and Meredith spearheading it and been in the cannabis industry for over 10 years. The fact that we can bring something that's new and the world's first full spectrum fiber to this country is really cool. So IBS, Crohn's, digestive issues, it's got that prebiotic in there. So there's a plethora of different products too that you can pick from, and it'll all be here at FMU. And we're grateful to have the partnership with you guys because we love the belief and we love the integrity, the morals and the ethics that Clean Remedies can bring to this country. But the fact that we can partner with people who are at that exact same level is really exciting.
Yeah, so look, on behalf of TheoandAmber.com, Matt and Vanessa, we can't thank you guys enough for being here.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And just sharing, man, you guys have so much info and so much insight, and we love it. And just thank you for your passion to create an amazing quality product, because it's really easy to get into this business because everyone knows how popular it's getting.
Right.
And people are going down the wrong route with just creating a product just to get it out there because they know it's about the money. But you guys have such a huge heart and want to make sure that it is top-notch quality. So thank you for doing that, because it's an amazing thing that we believe in, and we're glad we can share it. So anyone that's listening, make sure you guys know that we have it here at FMU Fitness. And if you need more information, you contact Coach Amber, and keep following us at TheoandAmber.com, ProjectCBD.org to find the research. And then just let us know, and we'll just keep sharing info as it comes. So thanks, guys.
You got it.
Appreciate it.